Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. We begin with a promising transformation in the Australian financial planning field with the emergence of influential advice platforms. Coming from the Financial Newswire's Advice, Wealth, and Super Rewired 2025 conference, industry leaders like AZNGA Group CEO Paul Barrett foresee these platforms negotiating superior pricing with fund managers, wielding an unprecedented influence over a whopping $105 billion of managed funds. This shift is expected to markedly enhance advice delivery and client satisfaction, with a strong reliance on advanced data-driven strategies and technology integration. So big things are on the horizon for Australian financial planning. In the superannuation sector, the impact of genetic testing on insurance policies seems to be relatively minimal, despite earlier concerns. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority reveals that increased coverage underwriting, which might be influenced by genetic test results, affects only 10% of policies. So out of the 9 million Australians with life coverage through super, only a tiny fraction may feel the effects of genetic testing in their terms of coverage. However, as genetic testing becomes more common, the insurance industry might see more underwriting practices outside of the superannuation field. Switching gears now to the brewing industry, where Sydney Beer Co., co-owned by Brett Lee and Matt Nable, is fighting for survival amidst a financial collapse saddled with $10 million in debts. The devastating collapse affects over 60 creditors, including the Australian Taxation Office and the McGrath Foundation, contributing to the evident pressures on Australia's beverage sector, influenced by tightened consumer spending and excise duties. The Prime Minister Albanese's proposal to hold beer tax increases may provide some respite for the sector. Lastly, we have news from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFSCA, which has recently ruled in favor of apartment owners in a significant dispute against Chubb Insurance. The ruling hinged on the nature of vandalism damage to lift hoist ropes in a residential block dating back to 2018. Despite Chubb Insurance's initial denial of the claim, attributing the rope damage to a lack of maintenance, AFSCA has backed the owners, asserting that the underlying water damage was a direct consequence of vandalism. The ruling is set to pave the way for Chubb to comply with the original claim. And with that, we conclude your daily financial services news wrap. This has been Paige Estrotori, representing Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay savvy. Visit our site at financialservicesonline.com.au for the most reliable updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Cheers till next time.